Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1932, recorded on Thursday the 10th of November 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Alison. We'd like to welcome new listeners, Miss Jenny Locke of New Cossey and Mr. Lawes Chapman of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. At the end of this recording, you will have an edition of Your Norfolk and Norwich Citizen. We are sorry that you have rather a lot to listen to this week, but both of these publications came out at the same time, and we have no control over this. Along with our news items, we have two features. One on an amazing lady of 105 years of age, and the other on the memories of a local soldier with Remembrance Day on his mind. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include an online property scam and some award-winning coffee cups. But first, a rise in parking charges at our hospital have caused strong reaction.
Patients have reacted with anger after the region's biggest hospital announced increased parking charges to save much-needed cash. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is putting up its prices for the first time in 12 years, with both short and long-stay fees affected. 3 months ago, the regulator NHS Improvement put the Norfolk and Norwich Trust in financial special measures following an earlier predicted £32 million deficit this year. The increase comes 9 months after changes to parking charges at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn and brings the NNN's prices up to the same level as the James Paget University Hospital in Galston, except for stays of longer than 7 hours. The NNN said that the money saved would be spent on patient care, maintaining the car parks, and subsidising a park and ride scheme from Cossey, which costs the hospital £96,000 annually.
A national warning prompted a school to call in a bomb disposal team to destroy a chemical substance. A controlled explosion was carried out at Helston High School after government issued a reminder about laboratory chemical that can explode if not stored correctly. Head of school Mike Earle heard on the radio about other schools calling in bomb disposal squads. The substance concerned, known as 2,4-DNP, is used to test carbonyl compounds in A-level chemistry lessons. It can become dangerous if it is allowed to dry out. Therefore, it is supposed to be stored in a labelled jar, which is then kept inside an outer jar topped up with water as a precaution. Mr. Earle, who is also an A-level chemistry teacher, said he knew they had the substance at the school, and when he checked, it had gone dry. Mr. Earle said they called the police number, as advised, and arrangements were made for the substance to be collected. The Colchester bomb disposal team came to do a controlled explosion in the sports field.
A woman from Horning nearly missed out on a £25,000 lottery win after moving house. Kay Harmer, 53, plays the People's Postcode Lottery and won a £25,000 prize when she was included in the draw for her old postcode in Horning, despite moving away. She said, "I have changed my postcode, but only just. So my old postcode was included in the last draw. Thank goodness. I just can't wipe this grin off my face. I need to calm down." Mrs. Harmer, who owns a car company with her husband Geoffrey, is going to spend her winnings on a new motorhome after being inspired by one that her father bought.
An online property scam targeting prospective tenants for rooms in the city has been exposed by the Norwich Evening News. A bogus landlord has been asking people for a refundable £100 deposit to secure a viewing of a riverside property on Wherry Road. But once the money is transferred to a given account, all calls to the bogus landlord's phone are blocked and the money never returned. The bogus landlord has been operating under the name Tony Ann Lacey on the flat share website shareroom.com, and one user has already lost money after responding to an advert.
Families in Norwich are opposing proposed changes to a car park in their neighbourhood. Residents on Hanover Road and Newmarket Road were notified by letter over the past few months that changes were to be made to the area, including a proposed development for four new homes and adjoining gardens. While councillors have gone door to door and asked for opinions on the changes, the group fears that if a planning application is approved by Norwich City Council, they will have no easily accessible place to park. "We're very upset about it. During the day, the car park seems empty when people are at work, but it fills up at night. This will inconvenience quite a lot of people," said 69-year-old Mrs. France from Hanover Road. An official planning application has not yet been submitted to Norwich City Council.
Donetti's Pizzeria on Timber Hill in Norwich welcomed a Harrods chef to their kitchen. Davide Dauria is the master pizzaiole at Harrods store and joined the Norwich team to share his wisdom and insights into the wonderful world of pizza. He said, "We talk a lot about trying to make more pizzas gluten-free, as these days a lot of flour has high gluten content. Donelli's makes fantastic traditional pizza, so we've been experimenting and discussing ways in which we can continue to keep gluten contents down for customers that have gluten allergy." Lucky customers who visited the restaurant were given the chance to try one of Mr. Dauria's famous pizzas, and the Donelli's team are hoping for a return visit.
And when it comes to knowing coffee, there aren't too many cities more qualified than New York. And now, two Norwich Java gurus have been given the Big Apple seal of approval after their unique takeaway cups were chosen for a prestigious art exhibition. Gosling and Goodsman in Charing Cross is the idea of Hayley Gosling, who formerly owned The Window on Wensum Street, and Josh DeLeon Goodsman, who runs Coffra in Unthank Road. Just short of 5 months after the shop's launch, it has been told the design on their takeaway coffee cups is among the best in the world. The cups were featured on the popular Instagram feed at Coffee Cups of the World and quickly gained the attention of coffee lovers.
The future of the flood defences along the Norfolk coastline was discussed at a special meeting of the Broads Authority in the light of recently published flood management review. The meeting brought together stakeholders and other organisations with a vested interest in the region. Jackie Burgess, chairman of the Broads Authority, said, "This meeting marks the start of a long-term process as the Broads partnership will open up the conversation for what we should be doing with our flood defences in 2030 or 2040. The meeting outlined the recent findings of the high-level review into flood management as commissioned by the Broads Climate Partnership. The writer of the review, Kevin Burgess, explained that three key areas, Great Yarmouth, the Broads, and Eccles through to Winterton, could all benefit from a much more united flood defence plan, which would cost up to £500 million in the next 40 to 50 years.